Palestinian shops have closed down in the occupied West Bank in support of dozens of Palestinian prisoners who are on hunger strike in Israeli jails against their administrative detention. The prisoners have refused food for over 45 days now. Human rights groups say there are nearly 200 administrative detainees in Israeli jails. Afghanistan says the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba group, along with the intelligence unit of a foreign country, were behind the failed assassination attempt on an Afghan presidential candidate. Presidential frontrunner Abdullah Abdullah escaped an assassination attempt on Friday when bombs blew up outside a hotel, leaving 12 people dead and 40 others injured. Over 20 people have been killed after Pakistan's biggest airport in the southern port city of Karachi came under attack by heavily armed militants. At least 23 people, including 10 militants, were killed in the clashes. Nearly 20 others were also injured. Pakistan's army says the area is now under its control. In Pakistan, at least 23 people, including Shia pilgrims, have lost their lives in an attack near the Iranian border. Several others have also been injured in the incident. Gunmen attacked a bus carrying Pakistani pilgrims returning from a visit to holy Islamic sites in Iran. In Brazil, subway workers defy court ruling against the strike. The subway staff union voted on Sunday to extend the walkout hours after a labor court ruled it illegal. The partial operation of the subway system has interrupted the public transport and stranded nearly 4 million commuters. Ukraine's new leader says that fighting in the troubled eastern regions near the border with Russia must come to an end to prevent further bloodshed. Petro Poroshenko said the fighting must end by the end of the week. He was speaking during three-way talks with OSCE and Russian envoys in Kiev.